Hello, Red Shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I talk about last Sunday's game when a nightmare-riding anti-paladin nearly took out the party. But first, I want to thank all the listeners of my last podcast, Why Follow Me and Die. In just over a week, it has become my most listened to episode with 190 plays at the time of my recording today's episode. So it's easily on track to become my first episode to pass 100 listens. It was at like 130-something yesterday morning, and it's just kept climbing and really surprised me. So I just want to thank all the new listeners, and let's get on with the rest of the show. So the party finally left Haven at the end of the prior session, and we picked up with them just after leaving Haven, heading towards Cliffcrest to see what the situation was back towards Cliffcrest, as pretty obviously the forces of the Son of the Necromancer attacked and more or less destroyed the town. And as they're going along in their sand ships, skeletons reached up from the sands as their ships passed over, and about 9 or 10 skeletons got up on each of the three ships. So the ship that had the player characters on it didn't have too much trouble dealing with skeletons. They beat them down pretty fast. The other two ships didn't have magic and whatnot to deal with all the problems of skeletons, and one ship lost a couple of guys and a couple others wounded, and another ship lost a guy and another couple wounded, but they decided to keep going. But instead of being spread out in kind of a V formation, they went in a single file formation with the party ship first and the wounded ship in the back. And the gnome thief illusionist is riding an ebony fly, a figurine of wondrous power, that when you speak the activation word becomes the size of a pony. He decided to fly ahead of the lead ship scouting around. Well, this rider on a flaming horse comes flying in and shoots a crossbow but misses, and the thief illusionist gets off color spray, which stunned the nightmare, and I ruled that a flying creature that is stunned will fall, and the only damage that they did to the nightmare and its rider was from the fall, which hurt but didn't stop them. The rider, actually an anti-paladin, I took that from the Dragon magazine from back in the day that introduced the anti-paladin. I forget which issue that was, but you can easily Google anti-paladin Dragon magazine. It'll tell you which one that is. I randomly rolled his magic, and one of his items was Dust of Disappearance. The anti-paladin throws that up over he and the nightmare, and they disappear, and the party tries throwing magic to do something, but they don't get the rider and the nightmare because they moved as soon as they were invisible. The Dust of Disappearance keeps you invisible even if you attack. And so the nightmare took to flight and was using its flaming hooves to set the sail of the trailing ship on fire, which caused it to drop its sails to prevent the rest of the ship catching fire and forced it to stop. The other ships were trying to decide what to do. The anti-paladin threw a javelin of lightning at the gnome thief illusionist, and of course I rolled a 1, so that used up that item, because it's a one-use item. The nightmare then caught another ship's sails on fire, and so then they decided, okay, let's just stop our ship and get the sails down before it shows up. The anti-paladin threw another javelin and finally hit the gnome, and the lightning damage plus the javelin damage did enough to drop the gnome. The nightmare then went for one wizard, and the wizard was flying, and so the hooves of the nightmare beat him down, and he fell to the deck. Somebody used a healing potion on the gnome, so the gnome was back up, and the other wizard got shot by the rider's heavy crossbow. It didn't do a lot of damage, but he failed his save versus poison, and he went down. Anti-paladins are known for the use of poisons. It's a magical heavy crossbow, so it reloads faster than normal so that you can get one shot a round instead of every other round. That really kind of ticked off the party that it was shooting that fast. Well, they got a lot of magic, so why can't this guy have a lot of magic? And it didn't help that I was rolling a lot of natural 20s, and this was in roll 20, so blame it on the algorithm, and the players were failing their saves versus poison. Now, one of the players had some packets of Dust of Appearance that they'd found on their desert journey to get to Haven, and they managed to spread it over the Nightmare and Rider, but even when they were visible, nobody could hit either one of them. Finally, it got to the point where there was only one PC still standing. Others either beat down or wounded or poisoned, and an NPC cleric, formerly a player character, used the holy symbols from the Temple of Binding that are special holy symbols, and I rolled a natural 20 for the turning. He managed to turn the anti-paladin and the nightmare, which allowed the ships to raise their spare sails and head back to Haven to resupply because the party ended up using all of their potions of cure poison for everybody that got poisoned. They also bought more spare sails and more poison antidote-type potions. And back in Haven, they learned that every few generations, an undefeated warrior rises up to become the champion of the necromancer. So now the party has finally met a challenge that showed them they can't mess around, and they used up a lot of resources, but also forced the champion to use up some of his. So this is the first time I've really seriously managed to put the hurt on the party, and a lot of it is who wins initiative and who's rolling the 20s. If one side's winning initiative and rolling 20s, and the other side is rolling less than they need, it's going to be a lopsided fight. He is not tougher than the Dwarven Fighter Thief they dealt with last time. It's just the Dwarven Fighter Thief failed saves, and they took him out in one shot. They were not able to affect the Anti-Paladin and the Nightmare as easily as they did the Dwarven Fighter Thief. So the Anti-Paladin proved a lot more challenging. It's not that they couldn't affect him and finish off the Nightmare. They just didn't manage to do that. So there's a possibility they'll run into the Anti-Paladin and the Nightmare again. I'll have to determine if they manage to get healed up all the way or not. It will be quite interesting to see how that goes. The players also loved it, because it was a real challenge. And that's the hard part when you've got good players that use spells wisely and the dice are against me. This is the first time I've had one of my monster be effective, all because of the rolls. Usually I get one good hit and they drop me, whatever NPC or monster they're up against. This time the dice were in my favor, and had it not been for that NPC to turn, that would have been the end of that. I do have a new player starting, and he's going to pick up this cleric because they really need the cleric to be a PC instead of just whenever I remember to have the NPC step in and do something. That way it's all on the shoulders of the players whether or not they survive. So we'll see how things go tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. Also, it's my birthday, and I told the players last week that to celebrate my birthday, because I'm in a celebrating mood after my cancer surgery, and I'm going to give each player one reroll, and I'll keep track of those, and I'm giving the party a reroll. They can use that however they want. I got the idea for that from the Wednesday night Game Master, and something he did for holidays and so forth. We would get special bonus reroll. And those don't necessarily help. I had a fighter that rolled, I believe, a 2 for hit points, and I decided I want to use my reroll on hit points, and I rolled a 1, so I didn't help much. The thing is, you've got to use what the reroll is if you choose to roll that. And for the party, it can be an initiative, it can be whatever would help the party. Party would determine that. So I look forward to seeing how that affects things. I really thank you all very much for listening. I hope you're all doing well. And as always, game on. Knows how to wield a sword. Spells arcane and divine. Up on a shield to a wolf. And if you have the time, he's got a mean sales pitch. He even makes it rhyme.
left to buy. But if you wanna die rich, go coins up on both eyes. Then raise up your long sword, follow me and die. Yeah, raise up your long sword, follow me and die.
Follow Me and Die is an old school RPG podcast. I share my experiences and ideas about role-playing games that all started with the Holmes Blue Box Basic Dungeons & Dragons over 40 years ago. I've played lots of role-playing games that were new in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and some of those I still like to play, especially Dungeons & Dragons. But there's more than older role-playing games out there. I share ideas that will fit into any game or genre. So check out my podcast. I'm always looking for a few good minions.
Better do what Grubba says.